Lebanon's maritime border dispute with Israel has resurfaced after an offshore drilling platform arrived at the Karish gas field last week. It was condemned as a hostile act by the leadership here, but Israel says the waters are not contested. Lebanon's leaders invited the U.S. mediator Amos Hochstein to present proposals to Israel for resuming indirect talks. They're waiting for a response, but they also seem to be offering what some call a compromise.
Lebanon's response has not been officially disclosed, but it is believed the country's leaders have dropped their claim to Line 29. That is where the Karish gas field is located. Sources close to the president said negotiations will instead focus over an 860 square kilometer area of sea and an additional 300 square kilometers that include the Qana gas field.
Talks between Lebanon and Israel in February nearly collapsed after Hochstein made clear Line 29 shouldn't be included in negotiations and Karish wasn't near a disputed area.
From the beginning, the demand of the negotiating team was for the authorities to sign the decree to modify the map and send it to the UN. This would have made our claim legal.
Many people in Lebanon are angry. They say those in power gave away the country's wealth to secure their own interests and political futures.
We demand the amendment of Decree 6433 so that Line 29 becomes the line on which indirect negotiations should be based. We demand international law, which is on our side, to be respected.
The president says the Line 29 claim was not formalized, so negotiations could be kept open. But an imminent deal is not expected.
The issue is how much to reach, what kind of compromise both sides will agree on. So I think given the lack of political will in Lebanon, given the regional context, U.S.-Iran, and given also the ambitions of Israel in that sense.
The rig is weeks away from producing gas from Karish. The field is a resource that could help fill the needs of Western nations as they try to reduce reliance on Russia for supplies following its invasion of Ukraine. That means Lebanon's demand to stop production until there is a final deal on borders runs counter to their interests. Zana Khudr, Al Jazeera, Beirut.